أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we had begun the discussion of the surah, Surah Al-Qadr. In the second ayah of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and what will explain to you what is لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ is better than 1,000 months. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it being better. How much better, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say. Today we'll discuss a few ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to Laylatul Qadr. One is the virtue of Laylatul Qadr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Man qama Laylatul Qadri imanan wa ihtisaban, khufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, aw kama qala." That person that stands up on the night of Qadr, standing up here means making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing up in salat, for example, where a person sits and makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person may make tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem, dhikr of Allah, salawat, duru to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and above all, to make tawbah on the night of Qadr, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that you make the ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins, but obviously those sins are the minor sins that are spoken about. As far as the major sins are concerned, we need to make tawbah, we need to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like it has been often discussed, the hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she asked the most pertinent of all questions with regards to Laylatul Qadr, what should one do? Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam said, make this dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. So that dua, O Allah, you are most forgiving. Not only you are most forgiving, you love to forgive. So, O Allah, forgive me also. So that is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam insofar as Laylatul Qadr goes and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So standing up, sitting down, doing whatever, but making tawbah, seeking from Allah, asking and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all the past minor sins are forgiven. The major sins, we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam expressed that that person that is deprived of making ibadat on the night of Qadr is a person that is really and truly deprived of all good. That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bonus that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us in this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Allah is prepared to forgive at all times. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is multiplying the rewards of the ibadat, and a person then does not take advantage over it, that person is really deprived. Then another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, I had come out to inform you about this night of Qadr. Perhaps when is this night of Qadr? But then as I emerged, I saw two people quarreling, two people arguing. And because of that, the knowledge of this night had been taken away from me. Now here there are many, many things that a person can speak about, but obviously we do not want to lose focus on the night itself, but we do understand harboring ill feelings, quarreling, arguing is something that is very detrimental to an individual, to his spirituality, to his link between himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a matter of deen, his remembrance of the hereafter, and it is equally detrimental to the entire ummah. But perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept these last 10 days and 10 nights of the month of Ramadan for us to exert ourselves. Exactly which night it is, there are about 50 opinions of the ulama-i kiram, the easiest of all, the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and more potentially the odd nights of the last 10 nights is the potential nights of Laylatul Qadr. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, it is better than 1,000 months that a person 83 years and 4 months. A person stands in the ibadat of one night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him times 1,000, 1,000, and how much more, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. On this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the angels, the malaika, and together with the malaika, وَالْرُوحُ, Ruh refers to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. They all descend in this night, bi-idhni rabbihim, with the command of their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min kulli amrin, with all affairs. Now here there are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that speak about the descending of the angels. Some of them have if the following theme, and a very, very important and interesting thing, and that is that the angels come down onto the surface of the earth and they begin to roam the surface of the earth, and as they roam and they find people in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they invoke the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon that person. There are those narrations also, they meet and they greet these individuals. Now that is when a person feels that kind of elation, that kind of joy that one feels when one is making the ibadat on the night of Qadr. And then obviously there's a lot of speculation as to whether this night is a night of Qadr, and some people have felt it more than others, etc. The very, very important thing is this, that in Islam we need to endeavor. When we know that it is possibly the last 10 nights, we know it is the odd nights of the last 10 nights, we should try and endeavor in each one of these nights. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahimahumullah has made a wonderful observation and remark. Can we imagine if a person has the good fortune that over his lifespan, his ibadat coincides with 10 of Laylatul Qadr. So if we just multiply that 1,000 months by 10, and then we will get the reward of 10,000 months. And if it is more, then obviously that person is more fortunate. If it is less, at least there is that amount that will be multiplied insofar as the book of deeds of that individual is concerned. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the angels come down. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam accompanies these angels. He is the leader of all the malaika, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. He was the link between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam insofar as the revelation of the Quran Kareem is concerned. He was the link between Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam insofar as the very many queries that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam would have. He had many messages that he brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the ulama have also stated that these angels come down specifically and purely because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants their barakat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants their blessings also to descend upon those people who are in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But over and above that, at the time when Allah had created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, or prior to his creation, and Allah said, Inni ja'iluka linnasi, inni ja'iluka fil ardi khalifa, inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, certainly I am going to make a khalifa on the surface of the earth. The malaika had misgivings about man. The malaika thought that insan will only be killing, insan will only be creating havoc and corruption on the surface of the earth. So by Allah Ta'ala sending down the malaika, they have a first hand observation of those pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.